Live from KPC Radio, I am Bryson Wesley, your host. Today my show is My Street Moves, and I will be hosting and honoring and bringing in our guest today. So I'm going to go ahead and introduce our first guest, DJ Hayes. Why don't you go ahead and talk about yourself just a little bit?
Peace. It's very great to be here today. Basically, I'm DJing, b-boying, MC, and house dancing, hip-hop, and, you know, pretty much that's what I do. I represent all the elements of hip-hop.
Word. I agree. And our second guest today is going to be Tina Collins. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself? Go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name's Tiana. I dance. It's the thing I do with all of my time. It's kind of my form of expression, how I meet people. Also really like sloths. I kind of pull inspiration in my movement from them. A little fun, unknown fact from anyone. But yeah, really do enjoy sloths and dancing. That's kind of where I live at.
All right. Well, since this is a dance show, I want to go ahead and ask you guys a little bit of questions about dance. Awesome. So for you first, DJ Hayes, how long have you been dancing?
Ooh-wee! Well, I'm 16 now. No, I'm just kidding. I've been dancing since I was nine years old, and I'm over 40 now. I'm, what, 46, 47, somewhere around there? So, yeah, I've been dancing pretty much all my life. Like, that's what I know. You know, that's what I remember when I was a youth. You know what I'm saying? Somebody put on some Jackson 5, some you know, some James Brown, and it was a rap. I'm singing in the brush or in a stick of butter. I used to tear them sticks of butter up, boy.
Ooh, I feel you.
Yeah, that's me right there. I've been dancing my whole life, really.
And how about you?
I've been dancing officially for about 5 years. I grew up around music. My dad and my mom both made music. My dad rapped, my mom sang. So music was my first love. I was too scared to start dancing. And then, end of my high school, end of senior year, I decided, I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to follow through with what I want to do, and kind of, fell into dance and fell headfirst and, fell in love with it for sure. So, yeah.
Awesome. I appreciate it. I feel that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's beautiful.
Exactly. I feel it's beautiful. So then in that case, let's go back to Hayes first, and I'll come back to you. What is dance to you then?
Dance to me is movement, you know, in rhythm, in time. It could also be out of time. You know, it just depends on how you like to express yourself. It's just a form of expression, you know. You got different kind of expressions. Somebody might express, you know, with ballet, or someone else might express with Chicago footwork, you know. It's just really how you want to express it. So I will say, you know, dancing is about the movement. I always say it's not about the moves, it's about the movements, you know. Setting your foundation up, like, oh, that's this, or that's that style. You got your foundations in there, so you kind of look at your different foundations and go like, oh, okay, I see where you're dancing from. Like, you might be dancing from lion style or tiger style, or somebody else might be dancing from water style or, you know, vibration style or whatever. So, yeah, expression.
All right. Kiana?
For me, I heavily agree with that. I think movement, because, there isn't one set way. Like, you can go into, modern or ballet or hip-hop, and that timing might be different. The sound might be different. It might not be to any music. You can dance to, cars driving down the street. Like, I don't think there's really a set, thing besides just, using your body as that instrument to create whatever it is that you plan on creating, whether that be choreography or freestyle, just moving and doing, what comes from you, I guess.
All right.
That's a really good point, when she says it's like an instrument.
Yeah.
Because when you're dancing, you are an instrument. You're adding that extra little piece to the music that's not there, like, you know, the visual, if you will. So, yeah, I agree with her on that as well.
I agree with you both. So, because of this show, for the most part, it's all about dancers that have made an impact on your community. So my question was going to be, is that what has dance done for you guys, right? Instead of what have you done for dance? Because you obviously have done something for dance, otherwise you wouldn't be here. So let's go with Hayes, right? What has dance done for you?
Well, dance for me has done so much. I mean, the reason why they call me the world's famous DJ Hayes is because I've toured all over. And I feel like if it wasn't for the dance, like the dancing got me into all of it. I started dancing and then I was more into music. And then when I started hearing hip hop and funk, then that started to take me in other directions, you know. So, you know, hip hop and dancing has taken me to Santo Domingo, Costa Rica. I've been to Australia, Germany, London, you know. I've danced in two major theater shows, Bounce and Blaze. And Bounce was with the same company that does Mamma Mia. So honestly, dance has done a lot for me. Yep.
That's incredible. I think dance has offered me a way to communicate with people. I'm not the best with words and things like that. It's always growing up had a difficult time of like vocalizing and like sharing. And then when dance came about, it was very much being able to connect with people on a level beyond words and just being able to share on a stage. Dance has given me like a voice to express different feelings and vibes and emotions and really like explore what those things are for me. I feel like I understand people better because of dance. I understand myself better because of dance. And just it offered me the opportunity to not only share on a stage, but in smaller platforms and in smaller spaces of just like, you know, sharing, whether that be like contact improv, whether that just be going out in a circle. Like you find a lot about humanity and about people around you by movement and being able to share that like nonverbal communication. Dance has given me that for sure.
I like that. I also love what she said about the sharing, mainly about the dance and everything like that. Because hip hop, I think we all understand where hip hop originally originated from the roots of African dance. So I really admire that one. So I'm gonna go back to which styles. Hayes already explained that he's into b-boying and popping. So I'm gonna go ahead and ask you, and then we'll get back to him if he has any more to share. Because you, I'm pretty sure, having so much history in dance, what styles of dance do you claim to?
That's a tough one. I had this conversation with a lot of dancers. I started my dancing kind of backwards. I cut it off with just like immediately into choreography. And then I, after some time, realized I need to take a couple steps back and really look at the history, really look at where it came from and what I'm doing. Starting to really get into popping. It's something that my body resonates with and that like the history that I really connect to. And also when I go to CSUN, and so there's a lot of like dance classes I hopped into as far as like doing modern and ballet, jazz and things like that, and incorporating them into my personal style. It's hard for me to like claim like hip hop dancer in all ways because technically popping isn't like one of the styles hip hop, quote unquote, you know, but like I'm trying to like get into breaking and things like that and just kind of take all of these things I've learned and put them into a style of my movement. So I don't really like have a style like claim. I think really dipping into house, it's a style that feels good, feels really good in the community of it, feels really good. And just really trying to like pick and pull together what my style is. So I'd say my style is a collection of the things that I've learned and instead of like a specific style of dance.
So your style is you?
Yeah, style is me, yes.
That's it.
That's it, right?
There's no better way to say that. We just say hip hop.
Yeah.
That's what we say. However, it's like, yeah, if you're really doing any kind of street dance, you're grabbing from here, from there. You're grabbing from all the different so-called styles. The styles are really just the foundations, really, if you think about it. It's like, you know, locking and popping were both before hip hop. So, consequently, it's still considered a part of hip hop, you know. And I seen some girls last year, I forget their name, something with ballerina in their name. And I said, if those girls start popping, that's gonna be tight. Sure enough, they start doing ballet with popping. And to me, that's dope. You know, that's giving that extra, that's giving that classical, that street flavor, you know, giving it that extra little something. I love that.
Exactly. I really do admire that, because I also love the whole mixing of styles and everything like that. Why just form to one style anyway?
Right.
So, let's see.
It's a freestyle, right?
It's a freestyle, exactly. It's your style, your freestyle. So, we talked about the whole ballet thing, and we talked about the mixtures. Now, you have traveled around the world because dance has done a lot for you. Have you ever been competitively dancing?
Oh,
like
yeah.
Like battles and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Well, when I started out, people used to wait for you on the tree when you come out of school. You'd come out of school, be three guys there with their jackets on, like, yo, that's you? Yeah, that's me. You want a battle? Yeah, I want a battle. And you guys would get down. Or you would hear somebody's at the party around the corner, let's go get down with them. So it was a different attitude. It was more on the street attitude, you know, sort of like a gang mentality without the violence. You know, you got together with your guys and you found out another crew was down somewhere and you guys went and got down. So that's where it started. And then around 96, I started coming more into like the judging side, you know, because I saw a lot of dancers that were older dancers. They'd come around and they kind of wouldn't be up with what the new guys, the upcomers are doing. You know, they'll just be in their little box, to where I was welcoming to like the up and coming youngsters. Like, yo, that's tight. We didn't do that when we were younger, but look, they're doing that now. You know, so I like to see the whole growth of the growth and everything. When I started to judge some of the events and stuff, I started to really see like how it was traveling. Like, for instance, I was in London and I was getting down with some guys and I said, hey man, where'd you learn that style from? That's Poppin' Pete style right there. And like, oh, Poppin' Pete came to London like in the 80s. So I could just see the person's style and then go like, oh, okay, he learned from this person, you know. And that's the beauty of dance is I can go all the way to Germany and I could do a move and someone will go like, oh, you're this, you're a popper, you're a breaker. There's a language in there. There's vocab, there's language, there's moves, and things have already been dissected and worked out. You're this, you're that. So it's really fascinating, and I just love it. It's really what I have to say every time is I just love dance. I love every single little part of it.
As far as competition, the only competing, for the most part, when I first started dancing in college, I joined a collegiate dance team, and we would compete, like, choreography, and I enjoyed that a lot. I enjoyed seeing the culmination of people's work come together, like, people, you know, just, like, for the most part, just groups from, like, other campuses and stuff, all of a sudden pulling together a piece and putting it on stage, and so I did that, dancing with my team, and I became the director of that team. Just kind of work together and just pulling together, just cleaning and like bringing together ideas, having different choreographers and things like that. It's really interesting. I just competed my first battle like 2 months ago, and I was like, all right, I'm gonna put my head back down, train a ton, like get back into it, because it's something like there's that energy, there's that like, I don't know, that feeling was really good. So I definitely want to get like into the battle scene a little bit more.
Okay, definitely. I like that a lot, because I've noticed that both of you have in some way talked about the evolution of dance and how dance is just forming into different aspects, coming from ballet or more technical terms and coming into the more street terms and just blending the two. Do you ever feel like at one day that there won't be a separation between the different genres? It's more of just like everyone would just consider it dance.
Yeah,
Well, that's a good question. I mean, because the when you divide it off, it kind of stops its flow. However, you still want to be able to train in certain techniques. So you kind of need that bracket so that you know what's happening. Like, what am I training today? Like, let me train a little more in popping. You know, let me train a little more in b-boying. So I think it's a really good question, because dancer has to keep going. It's a monster. It just keeps eating every style, especially when it comes to hip hop. That's why when you originally asked me about competing, like, I compete all the time. Like, I compete in the class when I'm teaching. Like, when I get a youngster in, I can't do everything he can do. However, he can't do everything I can do. So if we share, then now we're doing stuff neither one of us had ever done before. So I think it's important to have the bracket there for learning what technique is which technique.
All right.
Yeah, I think I agree with that. There's a lot of, like, when you look at the lineup in a lot of studios, it'll just be like, this is a hip-hop class, or this is a blank class. And I think that's really important if you're going, okay, I want to go work on my isolations. And then you're not going to walk into a ballet class to do that. You know what I mean? And so, like, being able to have those categories gives you the ability to pick and choose and, like, pull from the techniques and the ideas to be able to create the dancer that you are trying to become. I think there are styles that are forming, that are coming about, that are kind of, like, fusion or, like, type styles. Like, you see a lot of contemporary dancers, like, utilizing these certain techniques, but they're still not, like, dancers of those styles that they're borrowing those techniques from. But they've created something from that, I believe. And so I think, like, there'll be styles coming up that might have, like, different titles or become more of, like, these things coming together. But I think it's important to have those categories so you can, like, go, I'm going to take this, I'm going to learn this. And then also those communities are also really important. And I think it's cool to have everyone come together and really important to have everyone come together. But I think having those specific communities in those, like, places for those are, like, is also really important to have their own home.
All right. Definitely. Definitely. I also love what you said about titles, because I believe that every dancer at one point has earned a title, if not given themselves a title. You know what I mean? So in the dance world, how would you earn a title? You know, we have people out there like Fiction or Ditto, you know what I mean? Those aren't their actual names. Do you earn your title? Do you believe that you need to earn your title? Or can you give yourself a title? What do you believe, Hayes?
You earn your title.
Earn your title.
That's simple. For me, that's simple. All like right. A lot, back in the days, people earned their name. Like, yo, that's Crazy Legs because he does that crazy leg move or whatever, you know? So yeah, you gotta earn your title. I can't just come out here and be like, yo, I'm the king of this or whatever. Like, people say it, like, yo, that guy's world famous. He's been all right, boom, he's the world's famous, you know? Or he's like the head spin master, all right. So I think you gotta just earn it, you know? You can't just come out saying you're the best guy or something like that. The people tell you. Like, that's one thing you don't have to worry about in street dance. People will tell you, like, yo, you're dope. Like, I love what you're doing. Like, that's amazing. And then you keep eating that. You know, ooh, the heat thinks it's dope. Wait till I put my fingers out. You know, wait till I do it in a little ball. That's going to be even better, you know. So, yeah, for me, that one is simple. You got to earn your title.
I agree on that. I don't think there's any, like, elaboration on that. I think you earn, that's something that you have to, like, put in the work for and show that you have been putting in that work for. You can't just show up to the scene and just be like, oh, I'm this, you know. People have to see that as well. So, yeah.
All right.
Awesome. And people have done that. Mm-hmm. People have showed up like they the it, you know. And then next thing you know, they're smashed on the dance floor, right? You can't go in somewhere just thinking, here's something I want to say. No one's the best.
Right.
right? And just because you win that competition doesn't mean you're the best. You can win that contest and go right into the cipher and you lose. So, you know, it's you want to be humble. It's an art, and it's a sport. People are trying to say it's an art. It's both, yeah. Right? Some people look at it more like a sport. Some people look at it more like an art. Some people bring it all together. And you decide what it is. I'm gonna do it because I love it. You know, if I can get paid doing it too, great. However, if someone says no dancer's gonna make no more money ever, cool. Turn my bump box up and let me dance. You know what I mean? That's how I feel about it.
Right. Definitely a passion. Yeah. You feel the same?
Absolutely. Yeah, I feel like it's something that I have to do. It's not something that, like, I wake up and I'm like, I think I'll go dance. Like, it's something that drives my day. It drives my every thought. Like, I walk around with headphones in constantly. Like, there's always a movement in something. Everything always becomes a movement. And, you know, I'll be walking down the street and I'll be like, oh, okay, that might work. Okay, you know, like, it's something that drives my every day. And it's not even a choice anymore. It's something I have to do. So, definitely a passion.
I love that.
You know I'm feeling that.
You know I'm feeling that too. Exactly. Exactly. I'm coming from the same roots right here. Same roots. So I love this. We've been talking about the language. We've been talking about the evolution. We've talked about titles. We've talked about battles. And now, I mean, for the most part, I believe that most people understand, or hopefully they should understand by now, being as long as the show has been, that you guys are dancers. Yeah. You guys do this for a passion. This is what you do. So what else do you do outside of dance? All right, BJ Hayes is... you already explained it. Go ahead.
I think anything that involves creating. That's why when you're talking about your superpower, like your superpower earlier, that you would like to create things. I think that's why I was always super curious about dance. It's why I enjoyed music. I used to do theater. Like I used to sing. Like anything that involves making something. There's a satisfaction that comes from it, even if it's just for yourself or it's just for a small group. Just that feeling of bringing something together really drives and pushes me, even if it's in that moment. I feel like people think of freestyle and they don't think of it as like creating. It's just like, oh, you're just moving and then it disappears. And I think that's like the magic of it, is like as quickly as you create, that moment's gone. Like you created that moment and it just kind of fizzles as you go, but it's in that moment, it's something really special. And I think anything that involves me making something, I'm like huge into event planning as well, something I really enjoy doing. Just seeing the reaction and the end goal of like, of bringing something together, with bringing people together, bringing, you know, something to the table and watching it come together is always something I really enjoy. Yeah.
That's awful.
Shoot, that's... Feel it. I feel it.
Real feel deal it. Right there.
I feel it. Because honestly, I also really want to go back to what you were saying about the headphones and everything like that. Mm-hmm. Dance is one of those things. It's like we separate ourselves, but we intertwine with everything else, if mm-hmm. you understand what I mean. There's a certain energy to dance, I believe what we were talking about earlier. There's an energy, there's a language to dance. And although we segregate or separate ourselves musically, our energy just expands so much. So let's talk about a little bit about the energy of dance, okay? So now we've been expanding across the world, as DJ has talked about. We've expanded to our college roots, mm-hmm. as you have been in your college roots. So what do you feel like there are set energies to specific types of dance, or do you feel like the energy just resides within your personal emotions towards it, if you understand where I'm coming from? Like for ballet, they feel like in ballet there's a certain type of way that you need to move. I mean, but then if you go over to hip hop, it's like, do you feel like there's a certain specific energy you're supposed to be feeling in this type of genre, or do you feel like it's whatever you want to put into it?
Well, when we talk specifically about this, and this is going to be vague, because when I say hip hop music doesn't mean rap.
It's so broad.
Yeah, it's, it has a, normally hip hop music is about, it's about hip hop. Yeah. It's about things that are hip hop, or it's made with that hip-hop feeling in mind, right? And like we've always said, house music is a feeling, right? It's like a certain kind of bounce that when you hear it, you just accept that vibe of house. It's like, all right, This is a housey. It's like I'm chilling. It's more like a mellow energy, you know. Your inside energy could be really high, and however house is like is down here. It's like just like that really good feeling, you know. So I say it's more. I feel like it's more of an individual thing, because I feel different when I hear some drum and bass. I'm more like, ooh, that's nasty right there. To where house, I'm more like, ooh, it's a different. Like we say house, but like some of the DJs, we say house and then we say house. There's we say house with a little bit more H. When it has more H, it's more like gospel-y. It's a deeper sound, and house is just like, okay, that's the form, you know. It could be any style of it, but when you say house, it's like it has that meaning, you know, on it. So yeah, I feel like it's something that's individual, even though it has its own kind of energy as well, you know. For instance, like punk rock, you hear punk rock, you want to wild out, you know. I know some dance music that gives me that same feeling too. However, there are songs that are more mellow, and then I see people and they're wilding out to them. So that's why I say I feel like it's an individual thing.
Yeah, I definitely say it's like how you interpret that, how you react to that. He's talking about like a drum and bass, and like I'll be in the car, and I'm just like, oh wait, hold up. You know what I mean? Like it kind of like awaken something. And then there's sometimes that like I'll hear something like completely acoustic, and I'm just like, feel a certain way, you know what I mean? I think it definitely is individual. Like I was watching a dance performance, and they were doing like a early 2000s like goth kind of theme or whatever, and they were doing like isos and popping to it, and I was like, wait, like this is crazy. Like that's not like what you would see typically fit, but I think whatever like you might envision, what you might pull from it, you know, there's a lot of like really creative like movers who can pulls a feeling out of something that you didn't even think was there until they like made you realize that it was. So I think it definitely relies on the individual and what they pull from it, what they see. I think there is like certain energies that are like embedded in certain styles and in certain things, but how you interpret those things, for sure.
Definitely. Okay. So we'll go ahead and ask maybe like one more question, okay? So my last question would be driven more in the sense of, let's say for those people out there that feel like they cannot dance, right? What would you say to those people? Like, let's say, for example, I feel like I can't dance because I've seen Hayes and he goes out and he's wiling out. He's doing some crazy, busting some crazy b-boy moves or popping all over the place. What would you say to a person like me that would be like, oh, I can't dance? What would you say to me?
I would say, repeat boots and claps and boots and claps and boots and claps and boots and claps and dance to that boots and claps and boots and claps and boots and claps and boots and claps. Just keep doing that over there and keep moving. That would be a technique I would tell someone maybe over the phone or something that they could try to keep on time, because dancing is about being on time. If you really want to like lock it down, it looks the freshest when it's on time. You know, that's what I think when it's really dancing is when it's on time. You know, if you can get it off of time, that's kind of cool. But when you come back to the beat, it's like, oh. You know exactly what I'm talking about. We do that in class all the time.
All the time.
I love how when he's talking about the booth and clap, all three of us just immediately went into that. I believe everyone can dance. It doesn't mean everybody can dance well, but I believe everyone can dance. I think it's something that, like, you can build and you can learn from, even if it's just, like, a head nod or something. I think even from just childhood, people have that innate sense to move and, like, be movers. And I think, like, if you build and work on it, you can do anything. Like, I danced with a deaf dancer who was killing the game, harder than most dancers I know, you know? I think it's just your connection to sound.
All right. Well, thank you. Well, this is all the time that we have today. Thank you all for tuning in. This is My Street Moves. I'm Bryson Wesley. This is DJ Hayes. Tiana Collins.
Yeah, yeah.
And this was KPCRadio.com. Please tune in for the next show.